Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT News highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number 5, Bill Gates buys UK software for construction project. At number 4, Identity and Passport Service nabs 9,382 passport fraudsters. At number 3, Virgin and BPI track file sharers online. At number 2, robotic barman Mr. Asahi serves drinks at Selfridges. And in top spot, BT takes Virgin to ASA over broadband speeds. And in that story, a BT complaint that a Virgin Media advertisement misled the public over broadband speeds has been upheld by the Advertising Standards Authority. And now for a look at some of the articles to be featured in the next edition of the New Look Computer Weekly magazine. Ian Grant writes that the biggest contribution CIOs can make to fighting climate change may not be in the data center, but by applying IT innovatively to reduce the overall carbon footprint of the business itself. Tesco's has committed £100 million to slash the retailer's 4.1 million ton carbon footprint. Ian, what will the role of IT be in this initiative?
Well, there are two things. Firstly, they discovered that IT itself produces about 4% of Tesco's total IT footprint. So if they did everything they possibly could in terms of reducing IT's carbon footprint, that could only address at best about 1% of Tesco's total footprint. However, by applying IT in applications such as building management or telemetry in terms of managing their fleet, they can get much better returns. And according to their figures, something like about a fifth of the total carbon footprint.
So the role of IT in reducing carbon footprint is not so much in looking at itself, but in helping the business to do other things.
Absolutely. The chap I interviewed, Mike Yorworth, who's in charge of their IT infrastructure and architecture, said that if the total footprint of IT increased by 30%, but they still managed to reduce the total carbon footprint by 20%, he would reckon that's a good deal.
Is this also true outside the retail industry? Has this got the same meaning for other CIOs?
I think it's something that they should explore. They're under a lot of pressure to look at their own in-house establishments first, and that's quite right. But then they really should be looking at how to apply IT and building management and systems like that to lower the carbon footprint of other areas of the business. For instance, I'm sure that if you're running an aluminium smelter, a small improvement in the way you run your IT in terms of heating and cooling the plant would have a massive effect on the carbon footprint.
One of the government's biggest IT projects, the Defence Information Infrastructure, DII, is to cost £4.5 billion more than Parliament was first told. This week, Tony Collins analyses what led to the differences between the announced cost in 2006 of £2.3 billion and the new figure of £7.09 billion. And Rebecca Thompson writes that the government is pressing ahead with plans to cut funding for IT training, with a controversial policy that critics claim will have a devastating effect on the IT profession. Under the government's plan, people with non-IT degrees will have to pay the full cost if they decide to retrain in information technology. There will be no government funding available for any course considered to be degree level. Rebecca, why will this have such a big impact?
Well, the IT industry relies quite heavily on people who do non-IT degrees transferring over and entering the sector even though they don't have any sort of technical training. There were some figures that showed around a third of IT industry entrants, I think it was in 2004 to 2005, around a third of the entrants were from a non-IT background, so it is quite significant. The long-term impact could be that these people just decide not to go into IT because it's made that much harder for them to train up and get the skills that they need in order to get a job in IT.
How's this likely to affect employers of IT staff?
Well, it's difficult to say for definite at this stage because obviously it'll take a while for the impact to work its way through, but it could just mean that the skill shortage sort of makes itself felt even more, because if people with good kind of business skills or communication skills are put off from entering IT because of the difficulty in getting training, then it may mean that they just find it harder to get staff.
Are there any changes in the situation on the horizon?
There's going to be a review at the end of the year. The government said that they would look at which subjects are exempt from the policy, see if there are any areas that are being hit quite hard. So IT may be changed, but they don't look particularly likely to, based on their former arguments.
You can find these articles and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.